I'm Larry Carrasel with Arts Focus, and with a conversation with Chrissy Brown, the new Executive Director of the Springfield Arts Council.
So I've worked here full-time for 11 years, and before that I was involved in the Summer Arts Festival musical for 2 years, so it's about 13 years that I've been involved.
Are you originally from Springfield?
I am not. I'm originally from Cleveland, and then went to college at Wittenberg, and stayed in Springfield ever since then.
And what did you do at Wittenberg?
I was a theater major with a triple minor in music, communication, and education.
And you decided to stick around here?
I did. Yeah. It was Chris Morris, the one who got me involved in the musicals in the park, and opportunities just kept presenting themselves in Springfield, and so it kept me here, and I can't see myself leaving.
So when Chris Moore retired and moved away, then Tim Rao, who's also been with this group for decades, he became the executive director, and now he's leaving and you have taken his place. Has it been a years-long warm-up or what?
Yeah, so 3 years ago, Tim came to me and had said, you know, I'm looking at retiring sometime soon. I want to start putting a plan together, and I think you're the right person for this job when I leave, so I'd like to start training you. And so it was all very unofficial for a while. I helped him with programming. He started introducing me to agents and that sort of thing. And then about, I would say this last January, he said, you know, okay, it's happening really soon, so we need to get more serious about this. Mm-hmm. Then he told me this summer that that was the plan, and here we are.
When did you first get interested in the administrative side of arts organizations?
It kind of just happened naturally from working here. I started out with doing our youth programming because I like working with kids, and that's just what happened. And the more and more I worked here, the more I said, wait, how does this work? Wait, I want to find out about this. And I've done a little bit of every job since I've been here, and I've found that this side is maybe more exciting than, you know, I thought I was going to be an actor, and I found out very quickly that that's not for me, and I like doing this side of things. I think it's a little bit more exciting.
If you have time, will you still do some acting, performing in your spare time?
I will. There's just so many opportunities here in Springfield. It would be hard for me to ignore that. And, you know, lets me remember how to be creative when I get to go and be on stage. I'm hoping to audition for Steel Magnolias at Clark State this spring, so hopefully.
Along with the many hats you've worn with the Arts Council over the past few years, you also were involved in something called the Youth Arts Ambassadors. What is that, and what do they do?
So Youth Arts Ambassadors is part of our education program here, and I started that because we sort of had a program here, but then the kids said to me, well, this is what we want to do. We want to be involved in more the administrative side, the production side of shows. And from there, it kind of developed into this amazing organization that is now international award winners. I take them to the Junior Theater Festival in Atlanta, Georgia every year, where they've been recognized for excellence in acting, excellence in music, and ensemble work. And it's been a great opportunity to be able to teach the kids what some of the production side and arts administration side looks like, and to show kids that, yeah, if you want to be involved in the arts, you don't just have to be an actor on Broadway. There's opportunities all over, and we've been able to, you know, have them be assistant directors. We've had them work assistant marketing teams and that sort of thing. So we've been able to mentor them to learn arts administration and production. So that's been really, really awesome.
So now that you've stepped into the executive director role, will someone else have to take over the Youth Arts Ambassadors?
Short answer is yes. We have a new education and logistics coordinator. His name is Donovan Gear, which I love the story of him being here because he was one of our first Youth Arts Ambassadors 11 years ago when I started the program. I worked with him at Project Jericho, and he was one of the kids who modeled what this program is now because he was interested in directing and he was interested in that side of things. So I thought, oh, okay, let's change it that way. So it ended up being a natural fit for him to be the new person to take over that program. I'm thrilled to be able to take the reins here at the Springfield Arts Council. Even though I'm not a Springfield native, I've been here now. You know, I started at Wittenberg fall of 2009. So I've been in the community for a very long time and been a part of the arts community in many, many different capacities. So I think I have a really good handle of what the community is looking for, what needs need to be filled, and where the Arts Council fits into all of that. We have a new young staff with a lot of really, really great energy. So I'm excited to see what sort of creative projects we can come up with and how we can re-engage ourselves in the community and where we're at in 2024. Because I know things are just different in the community than when I started here. So I'm really excited to see where we fit now. We have a great model already with the Summer Arts Festival, so I don't need to reinvent the wheel there. But I'm excited to see what we'll be able to change and how we'll be able to meet the needs of the community.
Chrissy Brown, the new executive director of the Springfield Arts Council. Get more details about that organization and its upcoming events by visiting springfieldartscouncil.org. I'm Larry Caressel. Arts Focus is a production of Discover Classical.